Q&A. Find answers to your questions. I constantly compare myself to others, especially those who seem to have perfect lives. How can I feel more confident? Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as official pronouncements of church doctrine. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, said, "We spend so much time and energy comparing ourselves to others. This drives us to create expectations for ourselves that are impossible to meet. God wants us to become perfect, and if we stay on the path of discipleship, one day we will. It's okay that you're not quite there yet. Keep working on it, but stop punishing yourself." President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, Forget Me Not, October 2011 General Conference.
Pray to know your gifts. You have so many talents and spiritual gifts that Heavenly Father has given you personally. There are ways that only you can bless other people's lives. This is Heavenly Father's plan. Pray to know what gifts you have been given, and if you need more guidance, ask those close to you. By listening to the Spirit and striving to discover and develop your talents and divine qualities, you can find confidence in yourself that you may have never found before. Amy P., 17, Kentucky, USA.
Get to know them better. Whenever I find that I am comparing myself to someone else, I try to get to know that person a little bit better. When I become acquainted with my idol, the reality hits hard that every human being on earth faces trials in their life. The more I talk to that person, the more I begin to view them as a friend and not someone who is seemingly flawless. Amelia C., 15, Idaho, USA.
Only Heavenly Father's opinion matters. In his October 2016 conference address, "Am I Good Enough? Will I Make It?" Elder J. Devin Cornish of the 70s says, "The only opinion of us that matters is what our Heavenly Father thinks of us. Please sincerely ask Him what He thinks of you. He will love and correct, but never discourage us. When I think I will never be as good as the people around me, I turn to my Heavenly Father and try to remember that I am the daughter of a loving God who is willing to help me reach my full potential and be who He knows I can be if I seek Him." Amanda M., 19, Paraná, Brazil.
Pray for confidence. I used to compare myself to others who I thought were far ahead of me, particularly people who were more financially stable. Whenever I prayed to Heavenly Father, He gave me confidence in myself. I knew that no matter the challenge, God would help me because He does not give us a duty save it be that He prepares a way for us to accomplish it. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7 and chapter 17, verse 3. Joshua O., 19, Lagos, Nigeria.
What is the gift of discernment? The Scriptures talk about the discerning of spirits as a gift of the Spirit. It means to understand or know something through the power of the Spirit. It includes perceiving the true character of people and the source and meaning of spiritual manifestations. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has taught that the gift of discernment can help us, 1, detect hidden error and evil in others, 2, detect hidden errors and evil in ourselves, 3, find and bring forth the good that may be concealed in others, and 4, find and bring forth the good that may be concealed in us. Quick to Observe, Ensign, December 2006, page 35. Tell us what you think. How do I keep my electronics from distracting me, especially at church and seminary? Send your answer and photo by March 15, 2018. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account, and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A.